Here we have like replicas of the official
footballs.
Nomsa Zitumane saunters through her sports store inside Johannesburg's O.R. Tambo International Airport. She says South Africans are going crazy buying their national football team's products.
We actually have like the original Bafana Bafana jersey, but it's sold out.
Zitumane recently sold 100 South Africa team shirts, each costing about $200 in a couple of hours. She and many of her customers are optimistic about Bafana's chances at the World Cup.
Bafana Bafana can do great if we can just believe in them, pray.
Earlier on you told me though that you think it would take a miracle for Bafana to win.
Yes, I stand by that. I pray for them to win it. Yeah, I want them.
Fans cheer inside Soweto's Orlando Stadium at a recent South African Cup match. Outside the arena, soccer diehard Ace Nkomo isn't going to be putting any money on South Africa winning football's greatest prize.
I don't see them going anywhere further than the first round. Maybe using the home advantage they can make it, but it's impossible.
Nkomo says Bafana players think they're superstars when they're actually substandard. Inside his restaurant in Pretoria, Mike Mare prepares for lunch service. He's also a big football fan, not shy to state his views on the World Cup.
Bafana's definitely not taking it, so I'll go with England, eh?
Now, why don't you say Bafana could take it? What's wrong with it?
No comment.
In a Johannesburg city centre store that sounds more like a nightclub, young businessman Thomas Neves shops for Bafana gear. He's convinced the South Africa team will prove its critics wrong.
These people are going to surprise us, we'll rise to the occasion and surprise many people. So definitely we are going to win the World Cup.
Back at the airport, people enjoy breakfast before their flights.
I'm Mampana Malahlela from Mamelodi, Pretoria.
Malahlela sells World Cup gear next to the airport's huge food court. Because of her prominent position, she's attracted hordes of foreign media crews.
They always ask me the same thing, like everyone wants to know, will we win? Like, I always answer, we will.
But of course, people say Bafana won't win, they've got a bad team. What do you say to people like that who are negative?
We'll see. It's a soccer ball, it's round. It goes everywhere you kick it.
Exactly. How difficult can it be?
At one of Johannesburg's World Cup stadiums, Ellis Park, Freddie Gibson urges fans to buy his football jerseys.
For the present, I've got Pirates and Chiefs.
He's sure South Africa will put up a fight at the World Cup, especially in its opening game against Mexico.
That will be great, because the Bafana Bafana, I'm quite definitely they're going to win that one.
Gibson says the boisterous Bafana supporters will intimidate the Mexicans.
They can get tired, because I know the South Africans, they shout too much, these vuvuzela things, too much noise, then they can get nervous, those Mexicans, I know them.
Then he bursts into a South African soccer song. Gibson sings, "We're going to beat them with our knopkiris." A knopkiri is a traditional South African wooden weapon.
Yes!
Bob, this is Spain and Bafana.
Youngsters play a game of table football in a Johannesburg shopping mall. They're eager to give their opinions on South Africa's World Cup prospects.
They can reach the second round, eh?
Why only the second round? You know, many people have said they're so optimistic that Bafana could win the World Cup.
Well, nowadays, I don't think so.
I think they are going to win the World Cup. I mean, come on now, our coach has taken them to Brazil, and we all know what Brazilians are good at.
But Gloria Mokwetle fears South Africa's World Cup performance will be just as flat as her attempts to blow a vuvuzela. Millions of South Africans are just as nervous as Mokwetle. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Yeah, she's gonna go again. Another time.